There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Oh, hello, everyone. You're not going to say anything?
Hello. I didn't know where you were going. I never really know how you're going to start, so
we just go with it.
I'm fine with that.
Go just with the flow.
Be all that impulsive you can be. And stuff. Oh. Or that, too.
I thought we were that couple that could finish each other's sentences.
We are not. And not like in a bad way, just in a like...
We take it different directions.
I have mild to moderate ADHD and you're inappropriate. So there's never any way that we'll sync up our sentences.
I refuse to believe that.
So, but sometimes I lie. Sometimes when we're texting, we text the same things.
Like yes.
At the exact, like we'll text the same GIF to each other immediately.
We did that yesterday.
Yeah, we've done that. And that happens a lot. Is that that's a jinx?
Yeah.
Sometimes we show up to the same place to pick up our son because
we didn't communicate very well. Communication is key.
Is that jinxing?
That's awkward.
Do you remember that time related when we were in like eighth grade or ninth grade? I don't know. No, it'd have to be like ninth grade or 10th grade. I don't know. But for Christmas, we both bought each other a cologne set, but it was like Ralph Lauren Sport, and mm-hmm. I got you the male version, you got me the female. Like,
yeah,
that was like jinxy, right?
I mean, I've always had good taste,
but I did too.
Yeah, I just had to get that in there about me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not focusing on you enough right now? Did we not start out? Hey, everybody, this is Gary Thomas. He is 42 years old.
Why do you gotta age shame me here? It's my birthday.
I was
week.
Honoring you and your birthday, and he's a skinny bitch.
Wow. I get
and
like
his legs are absolutely not skinny.
How dare you do that to me? How dare you in public talk about my legs?
So I need to confess that I needed a quick example about connotation of words the other day.
And you talked about my legs? That seems a little inappropriate.
You did not appreciate me using the word skinny for your legs, where I would love someone to call my legs skinny.
No.
I would love that. Like, even if my legs were like fit looking, I still like, you could call like, if you're like,
guys, you know, don't want to be skinny.
They made it great for a connotation lesson because his were like, yeah, you screwed up. That was bad. And I was like, but like they're skinny. But you don't like that.
Mm-mm.
They're thick.
Yeah.
They're C's. Muscular. What do you want? Like, what's your goal with your legs?
I like to be a quadzilla.
But are you doing anything with your legs?
I can't right now.
Oh. But you will.
I did some calf raises. That's
it's not exertion. A quad.
No, that's part of your leg. Though it's part of your leg everybody sees. If you wear baggy enough shorts, they just have to guess.
So there's jeans made specifically for like weightlifters who have mm-hmm. like thick thighs.
Yeah.
There's a whole brand of clothing for that.
Chubby. Chubbies.
No, is that what they are?
Yeah.
There's
a brand called Chubbies.
There are. That's a different thing. But these jeans were like looser in the thigh, but not like so loose that like the whole leg was loose. Like
it fit the waist properly.
Yes.
That's usually what it has to fit the waist properly.
The waist is thin. I don't need that so much, but I would like some. How about we just start reinforcing the inner thigh of the yoga pants and the jeans. That would be really nice.
We should just start our own fashion line. What would you call it?
Our fashion line? Mm-hmm. I don't know yet.
It'll fit.
It'll fit. It'll fit you.
Yeah.
Close enough, it'll fit. Ish.
If you didn't know, this is close enough. It's October. Spooky season is upon us. We have a pumpkin outside.
And a skull.
And a skull. And Harlan recognized there's two pumpkins outside. There's a real pumpkin, and then there's a pumpkin.
Like the wooden
pumpkin? A ceramic pumpkin outside.
Oh, yeah. Did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
He said two pumpkins.
Smart. We need more than two pumpkins, though. I want a porch full of pumpkins and mums. We're just getting started. I got a late start.
You got a whole month. Well, not really. You got...
No, you've got like a couple weeks.
3 weeks.
I got to get it done this weekend.
And then it'll be the time for Thanksgiving.
We do have a bat up, though. Nat the Bat.
Nat the Bat's been here for a year. You've been to our house in the last year. Abby had this like string of bats, and there's one she can't reach. I don't know how she got it there. I don't know if she just threw it up there and it stuck to the wall, but...
Basically.
Yeah.
But now I can't get it down.
She could if she wanted.
No, my fear is I'm going to like rip it, and then we'll just have half a bat.
Like Ozzy Osbourne is about to hit off.
I made an Ozzy Osbourne reference last night.
Yeah.
Somebody is like, I think you're a rock star. And I'm like, if you mean by rock star, you mean elderly Ozzy Osbourne walking around confused as shit. You got
me. Where were you at last night? My birthday last night.
I was texting. It was in a text.
But yeah.
Let's be honest. If I'm saying I was talking to somebody, I was texting.
Uh-oh.
If I say...
And if you're one of those lucky people that get a text back, congratulations. I was texting Abby the other day, and nothing would come through.
When?
Or I was Facebook Messenger, and it was like her phone was turned off, and I text her, and she texted me back. Her phone was on Do Not Disturb. And
sometimes that happens, and I cannot figure out why or when. I don't have a timer, but sometimes it's just like, you know what? We don't need to disturb her right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it has like some pattern thing on me. It's like, oh, this is her teaching time. And so like you are the only, for whatever reason, you are the only person that comes through
as it should be
on my messenger, on my watch. I don't get text messages. I don't get anything. The only thing I see as a notification on my watch is phone calls and Facebook messages from you.
As it should be.
It's fine. I don't care. But so if my phone's put up and I'm trying to model good teaching, and it usually is, I don't see your messages unless you send them through my phone.
It's, I feel like progressively as we've gotten older, the Halloween season has extended like and become way more amplified.
Yeah. I mean, that's everything feels amplified.
But, I mean, granted, we will go from October 31st, Monster Mash, scary movies. Bet your ass when I wake up November 1st, we're playing some Mixmas.
Are we?
I have. Yeah, that's it. That's every
Listen,
year.
Listen, Mr. Do Not Decorate Too Early for Things has met his match, because I feel like if Harlan James Thomas looked you in the eye and said, Christmas twee, we would have a Christmas tree.
I would just have to disappoint him for a little while.
I bet you wouldn't.
We'd take him shopping for a real one. You would love that.
I still bet you'd put a Christmas tree up for that baby boy.
We'll see.
You were such a sucker.
Let's get past Halloween first.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wants to be a PJ Mask.
He wants me to be a princess.
And I'm a pirate. Abby has to dress up as Carrie.
We need to talk about my costume after
the
show.
We don't need to talk about anything. You need to get it and take care of it. I'm not a costume designer.
Oh, my God.
Or procurement professional.
In my heart, I have no desire to pay money for a costume.
That you're going to ruin, like the...
Right. So, anyway. I wish I still had my prom dress from junior year. It was pink.
But it's the... I guess it's the retail side of Halloween.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like the Spirit of Halloween stores, just like haunted houses going through. I don't know.
I would love like vintage. I've been checking out Goodwill every now and then for like vintage Halloween stuff. Do you remember like the paper cutouts that you would hang at school?
Yeah.
They had like a little bit, like the black part was a little bit velvety always, like on the cat or the witch's hat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would love some of those.
Our trick-or-treat's on a Monday night this year.
Yeah. Which I'm glad because I won't be here Friday. But I would have loved a Saturday trick-or-treat.
I don't think we've ever had one on a Saturday.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Like that would
people
be
got shit to do on Saturday nights.
Yeah, but
Monday you go to work, you come home, you take your kids trick-or-treating for 2 hours.
I guess, but we all have school the next day and you're taking your, like Harlan's in bed. Like what are we going to do? Like wrap it up after an hour and bring him home and put him to bed while there's still shenanigans going on outside.
I don't know.
He will not be down for that. I think his walking endurance is better this year for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Last week we talked about the remake of Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
And we said that it was a money grab and the nostalgia could backfire. Turns out if you go on the computer and look on the internet browsers, on the forums.
You Google it.
Not very many people liked it. If you're one, we've not watched it, so I can't comment on it. The original one's not my thing anyway.
There were parties, watch parties. Mm-hmm. One of our local bakeries sold out on Hocus Pocus themed cupcakes and brownies.
Good on them.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it for everybody that like made some cash off this.
Yeah.
But
Disney ruins everything.
We didn't watch it.
No. We might watch it.
I'm trying to get Harlan into watching a spooky show.
He's not really into spooky stuff.
We have a book that he likes, two books that we'll watch on YouTube. I know, I don't at me, I'm an English teacher. I get it, but he watches them. But we bought the book and he's kind of like embarrassed that he owns the book now because the book is on TV. I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Like how he interacts with that.
But I'm a firm believer that nostalgia is not meant to be replicated.
Wait.
Like you can't recreate the things that you loved and then be as good as they were when you remember. Because if you think about nostalgia, when you think about a certain thing, it takes you back to a place. Like, you know where you were at when whatever it is, however you consumed it. If it was a movie,
okay.
If it was a song you heard on the radio, whatever, it takes you back to that place.
Sure. I think I'm struggling with your, like, nostalgia isn't meant to be replicated, like, the phrasing of that. Like,
or, like, the things you're nostalgic about aren't meant to
there
be.
There you go. Okay. But nostalgia itself
is great, but it's meant to be a memory.
I agree with that. But I think like this whole concept of using it for
profit
is, I mean, it's happening and people are going for it. And I don't know if it's like the social media aspect or has this always in some realm existed, but we are now just of age that we can be nostalgic about stuff.
Well, I think they're trying to recreate nostalgia for different people. And let me say this. I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Okay.
Well documented, nerdy about it. I feel like the first six movies that came out were for me.
What
right? I was young. Like, I got into it then. Like, I was a target audience then. Flash forward to the most recent trilogy came out. I'm not the target audience anymore. Charlie is. You know, like there's a different generation. It's a different generation now.
I
didn't get mad, but people get mad because it's not what they had when they were young. But on the flip side, there's new people who are like, oh, that's awesome because it's different or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so but like I don't know if that's like nostalgia.
No. That's her nostalgia now.
Right.
So now when she's my age and there's a, you know, The Mandalorian season 33.
But I think something else is happening too with just like in addition to that. So that's happening like with long running series, but Star Wars is doing the right thing, I think, by rewriting to a new generation. Right. Yeah. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Like there's a guy I work with. His family had a watch party for Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
And the older people hated it. But when he asked his niece what
was
her favorite, Hocus Pocus 2 was her favorite of the two. Yeah. So, you
absolutely.
Know, so you're hoping to recreate that nostalgia for different people, but also the people that have the money to spend on own nostalgia for whatever it is.
So we, during our more like high school years, had that 70s show, right?
Yep.
Which, weirdly enough, was not necessarily made for our parents.
No.
It's about our parents. It's about our parents, watching it, right? Yep. And Dazed and Confused is the same thing.
Yeah.
So
it's like minus 20 years from where we were at that time.
That whole 90s culture, our 90s generation is watching 70s culture, like loving it, right? Yeah. Even though it's not for us. But now,
'90s show is coming out.
Right. So that 70s show made a resurgence. I've noticed with some, like Charlie got into
syndication, you know.
Right. And so people are rewatching it. But so now there's that 90s show. Is that for, and I think we talked about Stranger Things before, and Stranger Things has like
a nostalgic.
Nostalgic for those 80s kids.
Yep.
But really it latches, and that was a cool generational divide because while it latched, or generational bridge, because it latched into our attention for the nostalgia, right?
Yep.
But Charlie's generation.
There's a cool story about.
Great story. Yeah. Kids her age. She loves it.
Yeah.
So what is that 90s show going to play into for?
It's probably trash. Like nobody makes a good show anymore.
I mean,
the number one show right now is about Jeffrey fucking Dahmer.
Oh my God.
And people I'm talking to, I'm like, hey, I lived through that. Like
I remember. I don't remember anything about it at all. How old?
I don't know. Let's see. When was Jeffrey Dahmer arrested?
I remember none of that. At all. Like, where you just like, are we talking high school?
No.
Give me a general timing.
We were 11 when he was arrested.
How did you know that?
I watched, because like when I was at my grandparents, I would watch the news and things like that. And they always had like news magazines. And I don't know if you remember Star Magazine, like tabloid type shit.
They got the tabloids?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, for sure. I wanted those so badly.
Like, oh, it was my grandfather and grandmother, my papa and mama, well balanced in the reading material.
Oh, they had Reader's Digest.
Reader's Digest.
Love that.
U.S. News World Report. When my grandmother would go to the grocery store, she'd pick up, you know, Sun or whatever the damn tabloids are.
Yes, Mamaw.
You know, and it was always, I remember for so long it was like Princess Diana and Fergie on the cover.
Yes.
And you're like, why the fuck do I care about the royal family?
I wanted to read every single one of those. Like, I devoured
like
those in the checkout line.
Duchess Fergie has lost 32 pounds. And you're like, I don't give a shit.
I loved it. I loved A Good Woman's World with like the secret.
Is that a tabloid?
It's not a tabloid, but it's really like shitty fake news. Like 32 ways to lose 75 pounds tomorrow. And you
mix
like,
this in your water to have better sleep.
I wanted to be in it all together. Hey, that might work. Like it's TikTok. It was our TikTok at the time.
Yeah, but you only got it on a weekly basis.
Right. It's like good small doses.
I also remember watching the interview with, I think it was Diane Sawyer with Jeffrey Dahmer.
What?
I remember, yeah.
I don't remember any of this.
I remember when Jeffrey Dahmer died, which was a few years later, but I was like, damn, he got a broom in the ass.
What?
Yeah, they sodomized him to death.
Okay, stop. We just hit a whole other rating. I can't. No, I don't want to. Nope.
So are you not going to watch the show now?
I was never going to watch the show.
The whole world's watching the show.
I don't care.
Did you say the same thing about Tiger King?
No, this is so different. Tiger King is so different than
this. Evan Peters is that the only thing that I would watch for is for Evan Peters because he's so good in like American Horror Story.
That's fine. He is. I've seen him in American Horror Story.
He's in X-Men too.
Good for him. I don't need to see him in Dahmer. Like, I don't need that in my life.
You're not into the serial killer stuff?
No. Okay. No. There's some really weird serial killer theories out there about, like, why our generation does not have as many.
Do we not have any, or are they not getting caught?
We don't have as many. I don't want to talk about that, like, here, because the reasoning is a little controversial as to why. It has to do a lot with, like, the amount of pregnancies that are being, like, amount of pregnancies that were, and there were numbers associated. This is from TikTok. Yeah, I'm going to confess that. I'm just going to confess that.
All right.
I'm just going to confess that.
But, yeah. But, and even bringing it back to nostalgia, Dahmer, people, like, that was a real, there's a whole generation never heard Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer's been in popular culture. There's, like, rappers and shit that are, like, taken out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Katy Perry said something about Jeffrey Dahmer, apparently one of her songs that she apologized for. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, who cares? He's dead. He was a bad dude.
Right. Which, you know, there's a student sitting in my room reading Helter Skelter before, and I'm like,
That's Charles Manson, right?
Yes. So that cult.
Do you know how many people Charles Manson killed?
I don't.
Zero.
I don't.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. But he had people do it for him, right? In his name. I will watch a good, like, serial killer true crime Silence thing. My parents let me watch that way too young. Way too young.
Hello, Clarice.
Like, fourth grade. And I don't know if they let me, but I was, like, sick, and they were watching it, and I was, like, in and out of consciousness on the couch.
So they thought you were asleep.
Distinctly remember, this is a core memory, waking up, the scene where Jodie Foster has on the night vision. Mm-hmm. Like, I've fallen asleep through a lot of it. I wake up at the night vision, which is a really intense moment in the film. I get up, and I'm not someone who pukes ever, and I remember getting up and running outside to puke at that moment. And that is, like, because of those things being so, that was such an intense scene. I was so young. I did something that I never do. That is, I will always associate those, like, very heavy memories together. But, like, I went back, Silence of the Lambs is one of those, I went back at a much older age and watched it and thought, damn, I probably should not have watched this at a young age. But it was well directed, well done. It's a good one. But as far as, like, following, like, real live serial killers, I think there's a psychology aspect of it that people always want to, like.
Oh, what was the name of the show on Netflix where they chase Mindhunter? I think.
I started that for the way. It was okay.
It was a true story, though.
That was the FBI agent or something? The agent? Yeah,
it was basically the same people, like profilers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, the nostalgia is real. Like, anything that's old that's brought back up.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just remember this. On Friday night, I had a shit day. I just did not feel good. I had a bad day, but didn't realize I was getting sick.
Yes.
And so I kind of came home and just fell to pieces. And Gary was there to kind of, like, order me tacos and help me out.
I did.
And just sent me to bed, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go to bed, everybody follows me. And so Harlan was in there. Char comes in eventually. I decided while I was laying in bed, eat my tacos. And during my by myself time, I started watching. This is nostalgia. Because I know the first time we watched it was in the 90s. Jackass. I watched Jackass 4.5, which they've not made a movie in 10 years.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I am a pretty smart with it.
That's probably why Harlan likes to watch people fall now.
No. He liked watching people fall beforehand. 100% loves watching people fall.
I don't feel like he was asking for it until he watched Jackass.
No, I let him watch people fall before Jackass. I promise. Okay. Mom.
Sure.
You can ask my mother. She lets him watch America's Funniest Home Videos, and she says that's where he loves it. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, I grew up with the Jackass being a TV show, mm-hmm. and then it became a movie, and that was just like mind blowing. And then I have really good like associations with that movie, like staying up late with you watching it, when we lived in Bath County, mm-hmm. and just giggling at the ridiculousness of it. I love it. I don't know why
I'm not a fan now.
This one,
because it's so, the whole prank, all that stuff is so overplayed. But they're the OGs, like right. they're
watching
the creators.
People that are our age and older,
right?
Still hang and do some of that stuff. Like me knowing the pain,
yeah.
that would cause now to their bodies,
yeah.
And then seeing Steve-O do stuff like
sober,
I love. And him,
the tragedy of the Jackass crew.
God, yes.
You know, Ron yeah. Dunn's dead.
I can't handle that. Can't handle that.
Bam's off the. Bam was probably my favorite.
I always loved Bam, and I loved Bam's spinoff.
Yeah,
loved his show. But watching that just made it. It totally helped chill me out. Made me happy. Granted, at one moment, Char did come in, mm-hmm. and it was during a.
She saw some full frontal.
She did. It was during Johnny Knoxville always does a skit where he's dressed as an old man and
does the old grandpa movies.
The old grandpa, and he pulls a fire alarm.
Spoiling it.
And some guys come out, and it's the Jackass crew dressed up in as elderly people, all of them. But they are not fully dressed. And she immediately screams, and I like, cover your eyes. Like, I forgot how much nudity is in in my head. I was like, it's just gonna be gross. That's what it is. It's gonna be gross and painful. Of course she comes in during the one skit that is nothing but
peckers.
Nudity. She was dying, hiding under the covers, squalling, and I'm laughing, and then Harlan's laughing at just the general silliness of everybody dancing, not really realizing they're naked, because 97% of the time of his life when he's home, he's naked. So
everything is a throwback. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like we watched Ozark. That was great. There's new things that we've got into, but there's a comfort in the old things, especially in TV.
But what I'm wondering is, and this is the thing, is that new to society, or was there nostalgia like for our parents?
They didn't get the chance to rewatch the things the way we did. Like when Cheers was off, it was off. And unless it got back into syndication, you know what I mean? Like unless the show got, and only big shows did, you know, you think of the.
You know, I remember like when Bands came back out, like my parents were 0% interested, whereas I think. Like Fleetwood Mac went back on tour.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, we've got to go.
They're like, nah, I saw.
And they're like, right. And I'm like, come on. But it was like that nostalgia wasn't there for them. I don't know if that's just them.
Because even the band's older. Like that meant something to them at that point in their life.
Right. Led Zeppelin came out, but like, you know, obviously the drummer's not with, you know, and dad was like, meh. Because they did a little very short tour. The Eagles came back, but that was a very pronounced.
But it's like, you know, how many farewell tours can you have?
Sure.
You know, Motley Crue's been on their
John 10th. Mellencamp is getting ready to go on tour. John Cougar Mellencamp. I love his music, though. I had his tape, his cassette. So I don't know. I think it's definitely a newer part of society because I think social media. But
I don't
and the
know
internet,
because blah, blah, blah. Like my dad and your dad too, to an extent, watch rerun. Like my dad was an Andy Griffith guy.
True.
Like,
okay.
And that was so old for us.
Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Dad loved Nick at Night.
And Nick at Night up until we were probably in middle school was all black and white shit.
Loved it. I loved it. But they
now, I heard somebody talk about watching. They were introduced to the Fresh Prince. No. On Nick at Night. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Come on now.
No, that's shitty. That's stupid.
Like, I watched My Three Sons and Dragnet.
Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Tyler Moore Show, I Love Lucy, adored those shows. All on
The Danny Thomas show. Remember that?
Nuh-uh. That's the guy that makes hamburgers from Wendy's.
No, that's not. That's Dave.
Dave. Close enough.
Speaking of Wendy's and nostalgia, this week.
What?
They dropped a new McDonald's Happy Meal for adults.
It has nothing to do with Wendy's.
We're in the fast food realm. Put it together, lady. You know.
I was like, there's a new hamburger?
No. And so here's what they're offering. Fucking nothing new.
If Wendy's brought back the salad bar, that'd be fucking clutch. Remember that?
Racks. Bring back racks.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, there is an adult.
So you get a Big Mac or a 10-piece nugget.
10-piece nugget, hands down.
Fries.
Fries, yeah.
Drink.
Okay.
And an adult toy.
I don't
not like the adult toy in the bedroom. But an adult toy.
I don't like the toys. I saw them. They're dumb. It was like a two-eyed Grimace.
Yeah, name them.
Grimace?
Mm-hmm.
Fry Guy?
Nope.
Is he not in there?
Nope.
Burglar?
Hamburglar.
Hamburglar.
Mm-hmm. There's an obscure one, but that's...
The Sign?
No.
I don't know.
Birdie?
Who's Birdie?
The little bird. Uh-uh. And the new character is named Cactus Buddy.
Why do they have eyes? Multiple
I don't
eyes?
Know.
This is where they screwed up. They needed to bring back nostalgic toys.
They need to bring back fucking Grimace. Although Grimace isn't here. Grimace was the dude.
No, but bring back some bring back the California Raisins.
That was Hardee's.
I guess I don't know about McDonald's toys.
So the toys.
Who had the glasses?
I don't know.
We had glasses.
But you had.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The old school, I don't even know if you got toys in Happy Meals back in the day. You got the cookies.
Oh, my God.
Like the little shortbread cookies. And then it wasn't until.
Bring back the cookies.
They started doing, promotions, when they got with Disney and they did Jurassic Park and they did.
Oh, my God.
Batman and
McDonald's
and then
screwed
Monopoly
this up.
And, like. I guess Monopoly's not a Happy Meal, but it's like Pokemon, Beanie Babies.
Oh, they totally screwed up. McDonald's, you screwed up.
Should have brought back Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies.
They did. Maybe they just did that.
But in the adult Happy Meal.
Yeah, but they did the Beanie Babies for the kids Happy
Meal. I don't think they did it. Did they do it?
Yes.
We do have some. I still think they screwed up on the toys. I'm not that interested.
How about how about a Grimace flask? You want it to be an adult toy? A Grimace flask.
Can you give me some antidepressants? I'll take that. Thank you for the Xanax in my adult McDonald's Happy Meal.
I don't know. But there's definitely
little airplane bottles of bourbon.
the money grab of all of it. And...
Are they bringing back the Halloween buckets?
I don't know.
That would be good.
But it's just for the month of October for the adult Happy Meal. So it's kind of like the McRib. It only comes in seasons.
The McRib. I've never had a McRib. It's my brother's thing.
I don't know that I've had a McRib.
It's totally.
My dad likes McRibs.
Did he?
Yeah. Of course, my dad, I remember going to Applebee's. I remember the day my nephew was born, right?
Mm-hmm.
They still had a little time at the hospital. So me and my dad went to Applebee's. And he got the riblets.
I love that word.
Not, I know he liked how they tasted, but I'm not sure he knew how to process a rib. Because I look up and he's got barbecue sauce in his eyebrows. I'm like,
it's a lot to take in.
Go, big dog.
He's hungry.
And then when he was going through chemotherapy, he wouldn't be hungry for like, you know, it went in a cycle. So he'd go 2 weeks after chemo and not be hungry, and then he'd be starved.
Yep.
And I can remember we went to Applebee's one time, and man, he destroyed some riblets. Do they still have riblets?
Babe, I've not been to Applebee's inside other than to buy a bag of margaritas for my parents in like months. Who knows? And Applebee's is one of those places that changes their menu.
Yeah.
Every 32 days. Couldn't tell you.
You can swap nostalgic for vintage, and there's money in that. And you are a primary target for, like, you're into the vintage. The chairs we're sitting in are vintage.
I love it, and it's completely nostalgia based. When I see things that I love and that I want, it is like color schemes. Like, there's a wallpaper that was on my mamaw's kitchen that was orange and brown, and it's some funky pattern that I would kill to have today. But like, when you go looking for these things, I gotta tell you this great story.
Okay.
One of our listeners, Ashley, and I had a moment yesterday. I was going to the gym. We're texting. Keep in mind, like, I love that our relationship, we have so much in common, but our relationship is 99% based on our text messages to each other. And I love it. That's a very healthy thing. It's so healthy. But so she shows me this amazing pillowcase that she has that is like bright yellow and this limey green flowers. And I was like, oh my God, that's my dream. Like, core memory unlocked. I love it. And I tell her my story of a pillowcase. I'm like, I actually have a pillowcase too that I saved from my grandparents' house that for no other reason. It's only one. Like, what are you going to do with one pillowcase?
Put it on one pillow.
Right. And she was like, I was saving it for the pattern, maybe for fabric someday. I was like, I totally get this. So I love this pillowcase only because it's my grandparents' pillowcase. It's very vintage looking, like the color scheme, the flowers. So I finally am like having my like Marie Kondo moment when I'm like, I have washed this damn thing 1,000 times. We've never used it. It's just, you know how you have those random pieces of laundry that make their way through the laundry? Like, how many times have we washed like baby socks? They just need to be thrown away.
Yeah.
We were just like, I don't know, just put it back in the dirty laundry. So if you are not understanding what we're talking about, you are not our people. This is just who we are. So, and she understands that. She completely gets that. So I tell her that I have this pillowcase, and I'm like, I'm Marie Kondo moment. I'm going to do something with it and get rid of it. Why am I hanging on to this? So I cut out a piece that I love of it. I frame it. I'm like, there, it's art. I have the pillow. The memory that I wanted is here. Adds value to, like, it's happy. I look at it and I remember it. I still could not bring myself to throw the rest of the damn pillow. So I have a pillowcase now.
You come to the right guy.
That just needs to be thrown away.
I'll throw away anything.
Like, what am I saving it for? In case somebody is like, hey, do you got a cool
Harlan's wedding?
Am I going to make a bow tie?
I mean, it can be what they have, the ring bearer carries.
An illness. I have an illness.
Got a
96. Respect the date.
EKC runner up.
Boyd County Invitational.
Same thing.
And
we don't even have a fucking baby book for Charlie. We've collected, got our stuff.
We've got
stuff. She ain't got nothing.
She's got a whole tub, is what that hoe has, is a whole tub of things. The baby book that somebody made me.
That all you had to do was slide pictures in and write something down. It was already created. We kept it up for about 3 weeks.
I have Facebook.
That's true. What happens if Facebook goes away?
It's not going to.
Hey, you know. Elon Musk buys it and shuts it down.
Oh, my God. Elon. I don't know. I guess I need to probably start getting stuff off the Facebook.
Yeah. I've been.
I would pay somebody to do that.
I think there's probably services that you will have to pay for that do that.
They will put it in a book form. They'll
probably like your pic. I don't know about your posts and stuff.
Will they mind my pictures? I need the post too, though, because the posts have
probably
like,
not.
The posts are what I need too, because I wrote down things that she did and said. Yeah, that's what I want.
She won't let you do that now.
Who?
Charlie.
Well, let me write them down.
Yeah, she
won't. I don't give a shit. If I just write it for a personal book, she can't fight me on that.
No, I'm talking about like currently.
I know, and she says hilarious things. Hilarious things.
She ain't that funny.
No, she's funny. Sometimes she's funny because she is just legit funny, and then I have to act like she's so dumb. But then sometimes she says things funny just because she does not, that filter, that frontal lobe filter isn't developed, and she just says things, and I laugh really hard. She brings me joy.
Way to encourage her.
No. Like, she says stupid shit. It's funny. But she's always been a very funny kid.
What?
Entertaining.
Are you going to get a McDonald's adult Happy Meal?
I don't know.
I can't eat it, so.
I can't eat it. It's just too much for me. I'm in a bitch now.
What? Listen. I had to tell these people. That I had a support at home, you know. I told my therapist last week that I was getting good support at home. And you're making me out to be a liar with the constant teasing and taunting.
I'm not. Do you feel teased and taunted?
I feel a little targeted here.
I do think you just want me to keep getting fat. You bought me candy corn the other day.
Because you fucking like candy corn, Abby.
I know, but I'm
trying
to buy
it to
Gary.
Well, don't eat it all in one sitting, Abby.
I can't help it.
No, okay. Let's put this mental picture in. Abby gets the candy corn. She puts it in a cup, in a jar.
I did not eat it all.
No. She leaves it sitting in the, it's sitting up. We walk in, Harlan has it turned up like it's a 40-ounce beer, trying to get the candy corn out of the bottom, like drinking it like it's malt liquor for breakfast. I'm like, well, there we go. That's where we're at in life. Candy corn.
Nobody stopped him. We're just like,
who's got the time? Who's got the time? Wonder why he's all jacked up when we drop him off.
Oh, God. He did good this morning. Leave him alone. It's probably the candy corn. Probably balances him out.
Yeah, well, I've heard that.
And he needs like sugar.
Like I told you, like my therapist was telling me that it's well documented, I guess, that people with ADHD, the caffeine has no effect on them. And I was like, I don't really identify with ADHD, but I identify with the caffeine has no effect on me. She's like, oh no, have you ever been tested? I was like, no.
I don't know. TikTok says I have it, so I probably do.
Well, listen, TikTok is just, it's good about half the time. But Abby found this article today, and it's this woman going to Disney World. See, Abby knows how to appeal to what I like. But this is on some website called In the Know. About parenting trends and all that. But Disney World guest catches family allegedly sneaking in little girl in stroller to avoid ticket price.
I didn't read the rest of the article. Were they successful?
Yeah.
My understanding is like somebody else like caught the picture and went viral from that.
But here's the culture now is that if you go to a theme park or any public space, somebody's filming you. Right, yeah. Like there's always an influencer, a vlogger, a nosy Nancy. Somebody's got like everybody's trying to document like that.
I remember when People of Walmart became a thing. That was like really early on in like social media, and they would just document crazy ass ways people dressed at Walmart. And I'm always pretty trashy when I go out in public.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
All right, so I'm watching the TikTok of the girl. Oh, my God. This girl's probably 6-7 years old in this baby stroller, all scrunched up.
But they've got her like hidden under a blanket.
Yeah, now she's, I don't know, she's maybe, I don't know, she's not that old. She's probably 4 or 5.
But
she got in as an infant.
2 and under is free, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Is that it? Hang on. I just read it. Because it was, guests under the age of 3 do not require a ticket.
Yeah.
So 3 to 9 are children, pay a reduced rate. So she's.
Yeah, the reduced rate's like $5 because I've looked into it.
10 is an adult. Like our kids, I don't know if we could freaking pass Harlan right now.
Well, you know, I tried to extend Charlie's youth, especially at places that like Chinese buffets that would be like, how old are you? And that bitch.
She's been tall. Number one, she's been tall her whole life. Number two, she has the guilty like you cannot. She can't lie and she can't keep a secret. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
She should tell on you. When did you do that? You used to do that? Make her lie?
When she was kids, we'd go to like Mr. Gaddy's or, you know, the Chinese buffet.
I can't do that. I can't.
Well, you wouldn't interested in saving $1 or 2. It's all in the name of. You know, try and get a little something extra.
So people were supportive of this. Like,
I mean,
Disney fans applauded the family sneaky maneuver. Which, I'm just going to say this. If you can get, do it. What's Disney losing?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Because like you're gonna spend the money on that kid while you're there.
More money on that kid than you would a 3-year-old, yeah. Probably. So
the whole. I don't know, the adult Disney thing, and then just Disney's not my thing.
I think it would be if I take Harlan.
Yeah, if Harlan goes, but I would only want to go to like, I don't know, he's into Mickey Mouse right now. He's into, what's the names?
I don't even know. He came home today, and Tootles, who is this little...
Goofles?
Goofles, but he calls them Goofers.
Goofers, oh yeah.
God. So they're his cousin. Goofers is Tootles' cousin.
So you looked up who they actually were.
I started to, but he only let me go as far as Goofers. I don't know who Cootles is, who is the Minnie Mouse version, and there's a fourth one. So when Harlan sees something, he wants it recreated.
Yes, you have to draw it for him.
And this started with Baby Shark 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I got really good at drawing Baby Shark family.
You did really good at drawing Cooter. Cooter.
So today, we've drawn that. We've drawn Coco Melon. We've had to draw PewDiePie, Baby Einsteins.
Mm-hmm.
And today he came home with a Tootles piece of paper. And out of nowhere, we're in the middle of a Mickey Mouse resurgence of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And his teacher drew, God love his teachers who do this. His teacher this afternoon drew him an O'Toodles. And Toodles is this machine on
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
That they go, O'Toodles. And like these tools come out and you have to guess which tool you need. So today he kept going.
If you didn't know what that was, shame on you.
Right.
Or you don't have kids.
Or you have a life, and I'm so proud of you. Today he was like adamant that I draw Goofers, and I was like, that's not a thing.
We thought it was Goofy. We should talk about
like,
Goofy.
Do you want to watch Goofy? And so finally I was like, well, give me my phone and I'll look it up. He was like, well, where is your phone? Like it was a very good exchange of language.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found my phone, and sure enough, but I was trying to search Goofers Tootles, and it didn't process. So finally through Tootles and through like a lot of searching,
you had to dig
there
to
is
that.
Like a series of Tootles, multiples, and they're like plushies. Yeah. And I had to freaking draw Goofles. But we're not allowed to say it. Only he can say it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So I drew that. And then he was like, okay, now Sister Tootles. And I was like, dude, no.
I need one more.
No, so I held him off for about an hour, and then finally I was like, just bring me a piece of paper and some crayons.
Yeah.
That little turd can't find shit 95% of the time, but he had a white sheet of paper and crayons within 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
It's all about what you care about.
It is with him, and it's so obnoxious.
he's living his best life.
He really is. He really is.
this week at work. I told Abby this, and she was just amazed. But I had a very extensive, over a couple hours, it felt like, may not have been that long, but it was a very extensive conversation. And it was real geeky. It was about like Batman and comic book movies and like just fandom in general. And we talked forever, and it was like very back and forth. People came in and out, jumped in and out, but it was between me and a coworker. That's and Abby's like, I don't think I could talk that long about anything but education.
I just don't.
But you don't have a fandom, right? There's nothing you've attached to.
No, Like, I've gone through, like, when I watch something, I watch it.
You just consume it, and then right. It's.
Like, I watch like, The Office, like and I love it. And it serves its purpose for me, for entertainment. Schitt's Creek, I was like that with Schitt's Creek, and I can rewatch things with no problem.
But you don't, like, dig I'll into binge it. Stuff.
Not really. Like, I don't learn actors or actresses' names. I don't learn, like, the one Harry Styles movie that came out, and, like, Charlie was, like, all into the drama that surrounds it and stuff. I don't, nope. Don't care. Like, I thought about this, because I felt like, is there something wrong with me? Even, like, there are books that I've read that I think I could talk about at length. Most of them falling into, like, nonfiction genres.
Yeah.
Not.
Some real things somebody else wrote.
Yes.
Like regurgitating what they did.
And discussing like how it applies in my world, in my life, and what I gleaned from it. I could probably do that with a few texts, a few people. Podcasts, I think. Like I get into some podcast worlds. Like,
and we've talked about this. We listen to podcasts for different reasons.
Yes. So I think I could probably talk about that. Like, I have pretty religiously listened to Two Bears. Mm-hmm. But then I'll go back and listen to a Burt podcast. I listen to a Christina P podcast. And sometimes I listen to
Pantsuit Politics.
Wife of the Party. Well, I'm just saying, like, so that world, those four comedians, and then I will listen to sometimes when they, like, Huberman Labs. Randomly called the guy from Huberman Labs. So now I've kind of started listening to that. As like this weird overlap, I could probably talk about things within that realm, in that world, or the comedian world, because I really do like most things related to comedy and stuff. And I don't know some of
but it's different when it's abstract things. Like those are they're talking about their lives and this and
right.
that.
I can talk about that. I can talk about super abstract things. I cannot.
No. That's not abstract things. It's like, oh, here's what I thought the storyline of, you know, X thing should be, or they didn't follow the canon of this, and or which director do you think would be better for whatever.
Like, I have really big insecurity about that, because in my line of work there, I work with people who are amazing at that. Not only they're great with it with pulp culture, and they're even better at it with literature.
Yeah.
And I'm not. Like, I don't have.
I probably couldn't do it with literature, but if they want to talk about some movies and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, and I've always been in that world where they can at length discuss authors and works and genres and even like period pieces. And I can't.
Yeah.
I went to school, was an English major, and could do a really good job of like understanding the text, mostly in how, like, understanding story, how it relates to me. But ultimately my goal always was like, how would I teach this? How would I explain this story to somebody else? Like, my mind, that's the filter that everything.
You weren't invested in whatever it was. It was always what am I going to use this for later?
Yes. My mind filters a lot of stuff, even television sometimes through that lens.
I feel I'm well-rounded in, like, you want to talk about video games, I'm talking about video games.
Right.
You want to talk about fantasy movie, like Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or, you know, whatever, I can talk about
that. I have no ability to do any of those things. And I get really insecure.
Not good on Westerns.
No.
Comedy movies, especially from the 90s, because they don't really make good comedy movies anymore.
Even my music is pretty limited. My music canon's pretty limited, because I always listen to like the weird shit that like wasn't necessarily popular at the time. Like, but I could, I don't know. I dip my toe in so many different things. Like I get really insecure about that. So when people are like having those big, deep conversations, like it's my smile and nod time.
Oh no, I get
it. But like, if you want to bring up some pedagogy and like how, like best practices and how to teach and, how education has like changed, especially yeah, like how we teach
English. That's occupation based.
But it's what I know.
Yeah.
It's what I know.
So,
it's,
I mean, it's what, I know you could have it, but like if you,
but it's not just occupation, but like I read and study it. Like I, because there's history, that's your occupation. To it, and there's like full, yes.
You wouldn't do that if it, like you wouldn't casually be talking about that if you weren't a if you worked at UPS.
But I wouldn't work at UPS. Like that's the thing. Like,
no, no, I'm just saying that you wouldn't.
True. But like, I don't know what else I would do because like I'm so fucking invested in it. And it's weird. And I know it's weird. And
so you got cheating. You got caught cheating on a test, got kicked out your senior year, and you had just got a university studies degree. And now where do you go?
Who am I? What do I do?
Yeah. You're not going to be an English teacher anymore.
I don't know. I cannot fathom that world at all. Like,
you get into the corporate world.
I don't know. Like I've got no capacity to do that.
Big time ball buster somewhere.
No. Have you met me?
I have. Yeah.
I bust. No, zero
do
balls.
You not really?
I bust your balls. Yeah. I don't know that I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I don't know what that looks like for me. It's really weird. So like when I hear all of these teachers and they're like, fuck teaching, I'm leaving. And I'm like, how, what do you mean? And they give you like all this advice about how
indoctrinated.
I don't think so. I don't, I don't think that's it. Like, I think what I have is like real. And
but you also have way more time than some of these people.
What do you mean?
Like there's nobody that has more time in the profession that's like quitting.
Oh shit, I get what you're saying. I've put time in. I thought you said like I have time now. I'm like, that is the thing I don't have.
No.
I have negative amounts of that thing, sir.
But we're gonna fix that. I found somebody to fix it for Abby.
I don't know if we're gonna fix it. We're going to learn to live with it. We're never gonna fix it. We have to reframe our thinking around that.
We'll close out on this fun part.
Okay.
Abby's having a shit day. She's having it's Friday.
Yeah,
she's crying. She's crying from her coworkers. Like it's a bad day.
I don't really know why. Just everything. I feel like everything's breaking.
So there's a balance issue, right? Out of nowhere, we get an email, Abby and I both, from a PR firm, and they're like, "Hey, we think you'd be a great fit to interview this author of this book, How to Breathe."
Yeah.
And it was like the teaching. It's so when we do this, Abby will be the, I won't be talking much, but.
Oh no. No, you, no.
But it's the one of the points is, not only is balance possible for a busy woman, but it's optimal. And so we're going to dig. We're setting up this interview. We're working with them to set up the interview, the time that we can all do it. And,
Said afternoon,
yeah.
Ma'am, you are targeting somebody who is literally busy.
Do you think we do this podcast for a living? Because first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. If we sound like we're professionals, I'm down with that.
Keep in mind the title.
Yeah. But the woman has her own podcast. She's got,
followed
several
her.
Books.
Yeah, yeah. I followed her on the Insta and I was
so,
like,
I don't want to spoil it, but we.
Inadequate.
Yeah. I bought Abby the book. I should have just asked her to send me a copy of the book. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that. I was like, will they send us a copy? I don't think I articulated that. Because you were like, we had to pick up one of I think the straw for me was Harlan gets sick that day at school.
Yeah.
And so in my head, like, I'm coming home to I was going to stay late, but my energy was depleted.
Yeah.
That afternoon. So Gary was like, just come home for a minute, bring Char home, and then you can get back out. Spoiler alert, she did not get back out that evening. I couldn't do it. But
So we got our first big boy email.
Kudos to you for opening that. I would have totally never opened it or deleted it.
I mean,
okay, let's be fair. I would never delete it because I just wouldn't open it.
Why? It said,
I treat my email like Google, both my Gmail and my school mail. And I'm like, I should have heard back from blah, blah. I got these shoes. I got some Zero shoes, mm-hmm. X-E-R-O. I haven't worn them in school yet, but like they're supposed to have like a really broad toe thing. I've been lifting weights barefoot when I do legs. Does that make me weird?
You do what? Barefoot?
Lift weights.
No, a lot of people do that.
Because my Hokas have such a big lift in them that I am terrified.
It's probably better when you squat or do some deadlifts that you don't have shoes on.
Yes, because the Hokas are so lifty.
Yeah.
Like, and when I do step ups and step downs, I think I'm going to fall and twist my ankle.
So if you or somebody you know wants tips and tools that will help you if you feel overbooked and overburdened, this interview will be for the women to reclaim time for themselves using evidence-based techniques.
Love that. Educator here loves some evidence-based techniques.
So go ahead and hit that follow button and then...
Kids, parenting. I think I could talk about kids and parenting for 2 hours.
Because we're great at it.
I could talk about how we're not great at it and how you shouldn't, how that's okay.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yes. Now I'm just going to sit around thinking about things that I can talk about for 2 hours. My list is so pathetic.
Yeah.
Or is it okay that I don't know these things?
It's okay. It's whatever you prefer.
But I think Charlie could do that.
Yeah, because she's me.
It's terrifying.
It's whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat.
All right. Well, thank you to everybody that sent me a birthday wish. I try to reply to, I'm like that weird guy that replies to everybody or tries to. And then
I get, he makes people like me feel really guilty because we don't reply to everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm the worst. And I forget to wish people happy birthday on Facebook all the time. I 42, still love you.
42 is going to be great. Harlan's birthday is now. It's Harlan's birthday's Eve. He's prepared. Even though he was taught that his birthday was October 15th, not by us.
It's just, okay, because when you ask him, he'll say March 29th, and you're like, okay.
Close enough.
Close enough. Sounds good, man.
If you didn't get me a present, here's what you do. You like this, you share it, and you tell somebody, because podcasts live or die by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not coming up in people's algorithms, or maybe we are. PR company found this. Who knows? Said you'd be a good fit.
I wonder how they found it. They were like, that girl, that lady sounds like a train wreck.
Shout out to our listeners in North Bergen, New Jersey. I feel like that's Joey Diaz. Maybe I'm wrong. That's where he lives. Los Angeles. Maybe that's where that's coming from. Houston and Arlington, Texas. Just to name a few of the cities that have tuned in this last week to Close Enough.
Wild. Wild. That people...
We have traffic in Australia. When I click it to see which cities, it just says Australia.
That is nuts to me. I don't believe you when you say this. I know it's true.
I've showed you.
I know.
So, but United my brain States, cannot number process... one, Australia, Belgium, Indonesia, Germany, Ghana, Switzerland. That's who's tuned in the last week.
Okay. My goal is to go find Ghana on a map. Googling it now. What is wrong with me? Oh, I have a world map app.
So if you're in Germany in Frankfurt. Frankfurt with a U.
Frankfurter.
So yeah, we are on TikTok, Close Enough Pod. We are on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We don't have Twitter. We're not on OnlyFans yet. So
we're never getting on OnlyFans. My feet, though, my pedicure does look cute.
Well, maybe Feet Finder. Who's to say?
Who's to say?
I love you.
I love you.
Next week or in the next 2 weeks, who knows? Who the fuck knows when we'll be
like,
back?
When you just said that, I was like, look at him being all damn ambitious and stuff.
We'll be back when we're back. And you'll like it. Or you won't. Who's to say?
Who's to say?
We love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.